Introduction. Often family mediators and the family law office, we have to deal with issues related to at least 90% custody cases in when it comes to family dispute. And when I say custody, this includes situations where we're talking about time sharing, parenting, visitation. All these things fall in the custody case, and I'll explain why as we move to this presentation. However, when the phone rings, quite often folks want to tell you when it comes to family dispute, I want custody. Okay, what type of custody are they speaking? When you ask those questions, they probably say to you, I want full custody. I want everything. Well, what is everything? Would that be in the best interest of the child? How would another person, a third person, such as a judge, see that you be given sole, S-O-L-E, custody of the child, or the primary residency of the child? So in mediation, although the mediator will not make the decision for the parties, the mediator's knowledge on family issues will assist the parties in exploring options during the negotiation. You can troubleshoot. You can have the parties reflect on their wants versus needs or in the best interest of the child if you have the tools to do so as a mediator. Even when attorneys are sitting at the table, you can also challenge them because you can show them that you know what you're talking about. You're talking from experience. You're talking from knowledge. You're talking from training, so that they can reflect on their own thoughts and what they're requesting from the other side. And we'll all be in considering the concept of the best interest of the child. And this is what we'll mainly place our focus on, considering the concept, the best interest of the child.